Lord, we thank thee that you grant us tonight.
让我们在这里又一次来等候你。
You allow for us to come and wait for thee again.
你也一定按着你的应许在这里与我们相遇。
And according to thy promise, you'll meet us here.
因为你实在是如此的渴慕。 与你所买书的人交通,
because you indeed desire so much to fellowship with those whom you have redeemed,
要把你心里的话向我们解开,
and you want to share with us the words in your heart.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee,
因为你是从永远到永远的主,
because you are Lord from eternity to eternity.
你从前说过的话, 今天晚上你还是要向我们很新鲜的说,
and tonight you speak freshly to us thy spoken words.
因为你没有改变,
because with thee there is no change.
所以我们到你面前来的时候, 求你借着赐恩智慧或启示的灵来打开我们的心情。
So as we come before thy presence, we do ask that you open our hearts through the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
让你的话在我们的里面发出亮光,
so that thy word may shed forth light from us,
吸引我们的心更爱慕地活在你自己面光的底下,
draw our hearts that we would desire even more to live under thy light.
主我们仰望,
Lord, we look to thee.
谢谢你, 因为你是乐意向人说话又乐意向人施恩的神。
We thank thee because thou art a God who are willing to speak to us and willing to give us grace.
求主今天晚上在这里叫我们众人,
Lord, may you allow for us to have this experience again that we'll meet thee face to face.
今年我们在这里的仰望,
remember our seeking after thee.
祷告奉主的名,
in the Lord's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们这样一直看帖撒罗尼迦前书下来,
as we continue to read together 1 Thessalonians,
我们都是看一直都看到 保罗劝勉提撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们要更多的靠着主站稳在主给他们站的那个位置。
We're able to see that Paul continues to encourage the Church of the Thessalonians to stand firmly according to the position which the Lord has allowed for them to stand,
让他们在现实的生活的里边 来彰显神,
so that in their present life now they're able to manifest God.
那么这样的一些交通,
and so such sharing,
从一面来说是勉励弟兄姊妹们知道生活的目的,
on the one hand it encourages brothers and sisters to know the purpose of their living,
也知道如何在神面前有更准确的追求,
and also to know accurately how to seek after God and to grow.
但是这样的劝勉在当时的帖撒罗尼迦教会的里头就引发另外的一种心思。
But such encouragement amongst the Church of the Thessalonians at that time led to this other thought they had.
这个心思不是不好,
this is not a bad thought,
而只是他们不够明白。
It is just that they are not able to understand fully. They all know that it is by the mercy of God that they have been saved. And they also have been placed in a glorious hope. And indeed, also because of this glorious hope, we are able to go forward day by day.
但是在他们中间, 却有一些弟兄姊妹们没有等到主回来的事情显出来就离世了。
But it is in their midst that before this matter of the Lord revealing his return that some brethren there have passed away.
那对这些离世的人, 他们结果会怎样呢?
And so for those who have passed away, what is the result?
那这个他们就不大明白。
And so they were not very clear on this.
他们知道有复活的事,
they know the matter of resurrection.
他们知道将来一天要站在主面前的事,
and they also know the matter that one day they'll stand in the presence of the Lord.
并且他们在当时实在存着一个非常非常热烈的心, 认为他们没有死以前,
and indeed at that time they have such a fervent heart that they really felt before they died that the Lord will return.
但是很可惜的，现在主还没回来，我们的弟兄和姊妹已经走了。
But unfortunately, before our Lord returned, brothers and sisters have died.
那将来主真回来的时候，那这些人怎么样呢？
Then indeed, when the Lord returns, what will happen to those individuals?
这就引出帖撒罗尼迦前书的很重的一个交通的。
And so this leads to a very heavy message that shared with us in 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书不算是很长的一卷书。
Now 1 Thessalonians is not a very long book.
但是大相当的篇幅是说到他们生活上的事情。
But it takes up a lot of room as to the matters of their daily living.
而提到真理上的是的交通不太多。
Now the sharing on the matters of the truth does not take a great portion of this book.
但是一引到这一个问题的时候，
But now when this issue arises,
就是从第四章的后半段开始，
And that is from the last half of chapter 4,
一直到第五章的末了，都是围绕着这一个中心来交通。
Even to the end of chapter 5 surrounds this theme as it's shared.
我们读过了，在文字上我们也看到被提的事情被提出来了。
We have read it and we know that by the letter of the word, the matter of rapture is mentioned.
那这个被提的事情的确是一件大事。
And so this matter of rapture indeed is a great thing.
因为主的应许的成就一定要有被提的事情发生。
Because the completion of the promise of the Lord must take place with rapture.
那因此被提的这一件事。
And so this matter of rapture.
要么就给称为神儿女的人忽略掉。
Either it is completely neglected by the children of God.
要么就是给神的儿女们注意到一个地步，结果就带出许许多多的争论。
Or that it is so heavily focused upon that it brings so much debate.
那么当然，我们不甘心忽略这件事。
And of course, we're not willing to neglect this issue.
因为这个事情不能给忽略的。
Because this is not something that we can be careless about.
因为我们每一个人总有那么一天要面对。
Because this is something that
面对见主。
We will face to face meet the Lord with.
那但是在面对面见主的时候，那个经过是如何呢？
And so when we do meet the Lord face to face, how is that process?
如果没有被提这一件事情，就不可能发生与主面对面。
And so without this matter of rapture, we cannot come face to face with the Lord.
那所以被提的这一件事情是非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, this matter of rapture is a very important one.
但是在当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们对这一点没有很清楚。
But for the church of the Thessalonians at that time, they were not very clear on this point.
所以他们为着一些先离开的弟兄姊妹们里面就有点忧愁了。
And so they were sorrowful for the brothers and sisters who left them.
提摩太回来的时候也把他们这个光景告诉了保罗。
And so when Timothy returned, he also told Paul about the condition.
甚至我们有理由相信，他们托提摩太带了一些信息，一些信件回来，提到这些事。
We even have reason to believe that Timothy brought back with him some letters to Paul concerning this matter.
那所以保罗在这里就着这一件事情，与他们一同到主的面前。
And so Paul on this very issue takes them before the presence of the Lord to seek after the matter.
所以从第四章的十三节开始。
So from chapter 4 verse 13 on.
弟兄姊妹，你看到论到那些论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
那也就是说，
That is also to say,
弟兄们，你必须要认清楚这件事。
Brethren, you must be clear on this.
领会这一件事。
You must understand this.
不要因着有这个事情，你们不太清楚。
Do not be because you are not clear on this matter.
你看见一些弟兄或者姊妹先走了,
that when you see some brothers and sisters leaving first,
啊, 你们心里就难过了,
then you become sorrowful.
好像那些没有信,不认识神的人一样的难过,
as others who have no hope.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们是有机会进出那些, 殡仪馆的,
brothers and sisters, yes, we do have our opportunities when we go go to the funeral homes.
我们很多机会看到这种, 可以做比较的光景。
And so it is quite easy for us to compare such different conditions.
基督徒的出殡是有一点伤感的成分。
And so, yes, the funeral service of Christians, yes, it brings emotions of sadness.
因为究竟我们都是人,
because in fact, we are humans.
我们是有感情,
and we have emotions.
但是因着这些事情所引出来的感情上的难过呢, 那个程度是很轻微的。
But even though the sadness that comes with these kind of events, it is very light.
因为我们都知道我们的结局是怎样,
because we all know what our result is.
我们也知道我们要到哪里去,
and we know where we are going.
我们也知道先离开的只不过是先在那边等着我们,
and we know that we who leave first are only there ahead of time.
有一天我们在那边与他们再相会,
and one day we'll meet them again on the other side.
并且相会是在神
and we'll meet them in the fullness of God's grace. And so that sorrow is very light.
但是对于那些不认识神的人,
but for those who do not know God,
你能看见那一种光景就很不一样,
you're able to see that condition is quite different.
因为那一种光景的确是叫人感觉除了绝望以外,
because indeed the feeling that is there aside from hopelessness is nothing else. They cannot see a future. They don't know a future. They're just in a state of sadness, darkness, without any future. But thank God that through Paul he reminds God's children,
那些不认识神的人那一种光景,
we need not be sorrowful as those who have no hope.
因为你们知道主将来要怎么做,
because you know what the Lord will do.
现在保罗就把将来的事情跟他们有一些很明确的交代,
and so now Paul shares with them very clearly about things to come.
但是我们回过头来看,
but as we reflect,
那被提这一件事情, 在神儿女们中间就产生很多很多的说法。
This issue of rapture actually has many sides to it amongst the children of God.
你如果不回到神的话里面去看,
and so if we do not return to the word of the Lord,
每一个说法都有道理,
every which saying has its logic.
每一个说法都有好些属灵人做后盾,
and so behind those theories, there are many spiritual giants to back it up.
那你如果要看道理,
and if you want to look at the reasons,
你就不知道哪一个道理是比较合宜,
then indeed you don't know which reason or logic is more appropriate.
你如果要跟随人的来决定你要怎么去领会这个事实,
and if you want to follow the person behind it to come to understand how this is about,
那你就会无所适从了,
then you really don't know how to start.
因为多少的主张的里边, 每一个主张都有些很重量级的属灵人,
because behind all these theories are very strong spiritual giants.
那你要怎么去看 被提的事情呢?
And so how do you view this matter of rapture?
所以当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们, 虽然他们没有碰到今天那么许多的, 主张。
And so even though the church of the Thessalonians at that time are not faced with so many theories,
但是因为他们不够明白,
but because they're not clear,
所以也给他们很多的困扰,
so it gives them a lot of difficulty.
不过我们读起来的时候觉得他们的困扰没有我们今天多了,
but as we read it, we feel that their difficulty is not as much as we have.
因为在今天呢, 你看到, 一个主张就是说,
because today, when you look at it with so many theories, one is that the whole church would be raptured before the tribulation.
另一个主张就是说,
and the other theory is that the whole church must go through tribulation before the church is raptured.
一些主张就是说, 不是不是都不是这样,
and some theories may be saying, no, no, it is not any of those.
只是看你实在的光景来决定你什么时候被提,
it is only to see your actual situation to determine when you will be raptured.
所以被提是多次的,
and so this rapture is many incidences.
有些有主张说,
and some other also have this theories.
也不需要到
but you may not need to go through the tribulation before your rapture. But you cannot escape the tribulation. And so some theories say you are raptured amongst the tribulation.
那么当然又有一些,
and of course others would say,
不是那么 简单的,
no, it is not so simple.
因为被提这个事情是比较,
because this matter of rapture is more complex.
它要根据, 这个基督徒,
it is based upon the condition of the Christian with the Lord to determine when he will be raptured.
那因此就有得胜者先被提,
and so there's the thought of the overcomers being raptured first.
不够得胜的就要留下经过灾难,
and those who have not yet overcome would have to remain in the tribulation.
那弟兄姊妹你看看这么许许多多的主张你怎么拣选呢?
Brothers and sisters, so with so many doctrines, what do you choose?
你要听谁的话做准呢?
Who will you listen to as the standard?
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
神给我们, 一个很明确的,
God gives us a very clear guidance.
什么主张你都不能听,
you don't need to listen to any of the doctrines.
你只能听神的话怎么说,
but only listen to what the word of God says.
但是困难就在这里,
but that is where the difficulty lies.
每一个主张都有神的, 都根据神的话,
all those doctrines are based on the word of God.
你说那这样你叫我们怎么去分辨呢?
In that case then, how do we distinguish?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我没有和弟兄姊妹们交通进去以前,
and so before I enter into that sharing,
我先要和弟兄姊妹们确定一个事实,
I want brothers and sisters to be sure on one thing.
虽然关乎被提的主张有多种多样,
though there are so many different theories on the matter of rapture,
但弟兄姊妹们, 我们绝对不能把这个多种多样的被提的主张看作 构成异端的基础,
but we cannot view this matter of rapture, no matter what the theory is, that it will become heresy.
我们只能说在这一点上我们的领会不能一致,
we can only say that our view on this matter of rapture is not the same.
但是与我们不一致的弟兄们的主张绝对不能,
but the theories that brothers and sisters have that may be different than what we believe, we cannot say that they are heresy.
因为提到这一件事情, 大前提都接受被提这一件事,
because when we do mention this matter of rapture, most of them accept this premise of rapture.
因为 你能接受大前提接受这个被提这件事,
so if you do accept the premise of this matter of rapture,
我们也就知道这些弟兄们他们都是毫无保留的接受神的,
Then we know then those brethren, though they may have different theories, without any reservation, receive fully the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在背题上发生所争论的只是时间和范围的问题。
And so the debate on this matter of rapture is only on the timing of it and
时间和范围
and the boundary of it.
没有 任何可以构成异端的成分在里面。
And so there is no content that would make their theory a heresy.
所以我们可以跟弟兄们有辩论的交通。
And so we're able to have fellowship of debate with brethren.
但是我们却不能把弟兄们豁到异端的那一边去。
But we cannot draw a line to say that the brethren are in heresy.
那正因为是有那么复杂的那一种主，那么许多的主张。
And so because there are so many different theories and complex as they are,
我们就必须要回到神的话里面去看，究竟神怎么说背题。
So we must return to the Word of God to see how God says on this matter of rapture.
那背题这一件事，这一个事情。
Now, this matter of rapture is not mentioned in the Old Testament.
旧约里头有个别的被提的事实。
Now, in the Old Testament, there are events where individuals are raptured.
但是却没有关乎被提的交通。
But there is no fellowship on this matter of rapture.
弟兄姊妹晓得在旧约里边你要找被提的事实，你可以找到两个人。
Brothers and sisters, you know in the Old Testament, if you want to see the matter of rapture, you can see two individuals.
一个是以诺,
one is Enoch.
一个是以利亚,
and the other Elijah.
他们两个人实在是被提,
indeed, those two were caught up.
但是整个旧约的里面,
but in the entire Old Testament, you do not see any sharing on this matter of rapture.
并且是新约里面所说的被提,
and even though the rapture that is mentioned in the New Testament, it is not about individuals.
在新约里边提到被提的时候是集体的。
The matter of rapture mentioned in the New Testament is corporate.
而这个集体就是以教会做那一个单位的。
And so also the corporate body that is being raptured in the New Testament is the church as the unit.
而这一个单位也只有一个。
And there's only one such unit.
所以在新约里面我们看被提的事情，不能用旧约的事情来做比较的。
And so when we do look at the matter of rapture in the New Testament, we cannot compare it with the things, events in the Old Testament.
那很清楚地说到被提的事情。
So what is speaking clearly on this matter of rapture?
在新约圣经里边最主要的 就是哥林，帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章和五章。
Mainly is focused on 1 Thessalonians chapters 4 and 5.
明显的是在第四章的下半。
And what is clearly expressed is in the last half of chapter 4.
然后在哥林多前书15章里面也提到被提的事，但是比较。
And the matter of rapture is also lightly mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter
15.
Aside from that, you cannot find sharing on the matter of rapture. You can see some facts about rapture.
但是关乎被提的作为一个真理的交通
But only these places contain the sharing on the truth of rapture.
那因此我们要准确地认识明白背题的事情，我们只能透过这两个地方。
And so for us to clearly understand this truth about rapture, it can be only through these two passages.
然后用这两个地方所显明出来的那个真理的基础来看。 其他零零碎碎分散在新约里边所提到的被提的事实。
And so, based on the truth on these two foundations, then we compare that to the bits and pieces of facts we can find throughout the New Testament to see this matter of rapture.
因为我们要认识被提的事情, 我们必须从他的真理的交通上面去认识。
Because for us to know the matter of rapture, we must base it on the truth of this matter of rapture.
而不能从现象上面去认识。
And we cannot come to know this matter of rapture from the phenomenon.
我们感谢神的。
We thank God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章里面是把被提的 那一个原则非常清楚的给我们列举出来。
God shows us, lists for us very clearly the principle of rapture for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
如果我们不参与其他的想法,
now we don't take reference to any other thought,
只是单单的回到主的话里头,
but solely return to the word of the Lord,
和其他的经文再做比较,
and compare it with other passages of the scripture,
我们很容易掌握关乎被提的那些原则,
then we can clearly grasp on to the principles of rapture.
若是主给我们能掌握到那个原则的问题的时候,
and when the Lord allows for us to grasp those principles,
你再看那些被提的现象,
then when you see those phenomena of rapture,
我们就很容易掌握那个真实的光景,
then it will be very easy for us to grasp on to the true condition. Now let us begin to take note.
那究竟在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章下半, 给我们碰看到有什么关乎被提的原则?
And so indeed then, what is the facts, the principles that is shown to us in the second half of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4?
如果我们光是从字句上面来看,
and so we only look at the letter,
我们觉得这些字句对我们都是很熟悉的,
we know that these words are very familiar to us.
但是我们对字句的熟悉并不等于我们能掌握到里面的原则,
and even though we are very familiar with these words, that does not mean we can grasp on to the principles within.
因为如果我们不准确的在这些字句的上面来确定那个意思,
because if we're not clear by the letter of the word to see what it means,
我们很容易把我们的倾向和感觉放到里边去作为解说,
then it is quite easy for us to put our emotions, our explanations in to say what this means.
那这样就不太容易能掌握到那个被提的真相。
If that is the case, then it would not be easy for us to understand the truth of rapture.
而我们感谢神,
we thank God.
圣灵向我们 启示主的安排的时候,
when the Holy Spirit reveals the arrangement of the Lord to us,
他是启示的非常非常清楚的,
He reveals it very, very clearly.
在启示这个角度来看, 他一点拖泥带水的话都没有。
And so from the angle of revelation, the Holy Spirit does not drag a little, any bit.
但是因为人的倾向一加进去啊, 我们就把一些很明确的话都弄得有点含含糊糊。
But because when man adds on his own inclination into it, then even the clear words become somewhat dim and confused.
但弟兄姊妹你不能说,
but brothers and sisters, you cannot say,
为什么弟兄们把这个弄得那么含含糊糊?
Why is it that the brethren caused this to be so confused?
我们绝对的肯定, 弟兄们的心是对的。
We are sure of one thing, that the heart of those brethren are correct.
只是他们的解说越过了主自己的话语的启示。
It is just that their explanation have surpassed the revelation of God's word.
那现在我们先来看。
And so now let us take a look.
什么人可以被提?
Who can be raptured?
这个是很清楚又很严肃的。
And this is very serious and very clear.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, first pay attention.
保罗说到你们不要像那些不信的人那样的忧伤啊。
When Paul encourages them not to be sorrow as those who have no hope.
为什么呢?
Why?
他就说了。
Then he says,
14节,
verse 14,
我们若信耶稣死而复活了, 那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
那 这里头已经把什么人可以有资格被提说了。
And so here in this verse, it tells us who are those who are qualified to be raptured.
并且是说的那么的清楚。
And it tells us so clearly.
不可能给人有误解的。
There is no place for misunderstanding.
我想弟兄姊妹，首先你要留意。
I think brothers and sisters, first pay attention.
虽然在这里我不详细和弟兄姊妹岔出去。
And even though I won't in detail go off tangent with brothers and sisters.
但是我十分的相信我们弟兄们已经能掌握着这一个点。
But I think brothers and sisters are able to grasp this point.
如果我们说在耶稣里。
If we say in Jesus.
如果我们说在基督里
If we say in Christ
我们说在主里
We say in the Lord
或者是我们说在主耶稣基督里
Or we say in the Lord Jesus Christ
弟兄姊妹我相信别人怎么样我们不知道
I believe that we don't know how others would think
但是我们一同在主面前聚会有一段日子的弟兄姊妹们你一定能知道 这几个不同的说法是有说出不同的属灵的光景的。
But brothers and sisters, if you have we have worshiped together for a period of time, then you know that we know that in these different terms, it has different conditions for us.
我们知道，我们说到的耶稣就是基督。
We know this Jesus is the Christ.
我们也知道耶稣是世主。
When we know that Jesus is Lord.
我们也晓得基督耶稣是。都是指着神的儿子。
And we know that Christ Jesus is pointing at the Son of God.
但是如果说这个人是在耶稣里。
But if we say this person is in Jesus.
或者说这个人是在基督里。
Or this person is in Christ.
你说有没有区别呢?
You say, is there a difference?
如果你不留意圣经里边的表达。
If you do not pay attention to the expression in the Bible,
那是一样的。
You would think it is the same.
不仅是一样
Not only the same
在耶稣里跟在耶稣在基督里是一样
Not only in Jesus and in Christ is the same
在耶稣里跟在主耶稣基督里也都是一样
Even it is the same within the Lord Jesus Christ
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
圣经里面这样的使用这一个词这些词啊
When the terms are used differently in the Bible
如果都是一样的话
If it was all the same
圣灵就不会把那么许多不同一个意义要用不同的字句来表达。
Then the Holy Spirit would not express it with different terms that have all the same meaning.
这些不同的字句的表达。
And so the different expression of these terms.
乃是说出人在神的救恩里头。那一个实际的属灵的光景
It speaks for us then man's practical condition in the salvation of God
在耶稣里是基础
In Jesus is the foundation
在基督里那这个就不仅是有基础在那里
And so
并且也有神的丰富的心意在哪里
And so if in Christ is not only just the foundation but also with the fullnessWith the heart of the fullness of God as well.
在主基督耶稣里的，不仅是说出他的地位是很尊贵，并且也说到这一个人，他在神面前那个实际，虽然不能说是完全，但是确实不是只是仅仅只有一个资格的问题。
And so when it mentions about in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only speaks of that individual's honorable position in the Lord, but also, even though that person is not perfect, but is not just merely in that status.
弟兄姊妹你注意 but, 说到耶稣这个名字的时候
And so brothers and sisters, take note when it says in Jesus this term,
那是非常明确地说到救恩这个事实。
It clearly speaks of this fact of salvation.
比如你读马太福音第一章，你就看到耶稣这个名字 在当时来说，甚至到现在那个西语系的那个人的当中，是很普通的一个名字。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you see in Matthew, even today, this name Jesus is a very common name amongst men.
Especially in Spain.
Especially in Spain.
那弟兄姊妹，但是这个名字是圣灵。给主起的。
But brothers and sisters, this name was given by the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？
Why?
马太福音就给我们解说了。
Matthew explains to us.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪里头救出来。
Because he will save his people from sin.
是耶稣这个名字所突出的那个意思，就是拯救，拯救的主。
And so the focus, the emphasis on this name of Jesus is Savior, the Deliverer.
那所以提到在耶稣的时候，这个是与救恩发生直接的关系。
And so when it mentions about this term Jesus, it is directly related to salvation.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你看。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
说到我们在耶稣里的字句不太多。
It's the term that is used in Jesus are not many in the scriptures.
但是帖撒罗尼迦前书这里所说的。就是在耶稣里。
But here, what is used in 1 Thessalonians is in Jesus.
如果说到在基督里，那就是神给我们的那一个尊贵荣耀的地位。
If we speak of in Christ, that is the glorious and honorable position which God gives us.
但这里只是说在耶稣里。
But here it only says in Jesus.
是很显然的给我们看到。换一句话来说，就是在救恩里。
And so, it is very apparent, in other words, in Jesus is in salvation.
那如果我们掌握了这一点。
And so, if we grab hold of that,
你再看这一句话。
Then, brothers and sisters, if you read on,
你就看得很清楚。
You can see clearly.
论到说，我们若信耶稣死而复活了。
If we believe that Jesus died and rose again,
那么已经在耶稣里睡了的人。
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus.
这什么？什么人？
Who are they?
是在救恩里头的人。
Those who are in salvation.
蒙恩得救的人。
Those who are saved by grace.
也许他们得救。
Maybe they're saved.
也许在得救的基础上，他们并没有加上什么属灵的那个建造在哪里。
Maybe upon the foundation of their salvation, they did not add on any edification.
但是他们确实是在耶稣里。
But in fact, they are in Jesus.
所以你留意到这里头就说出。被提的人的资格。
And so here it speaks of the qualifications of those who can be raptured.
而也是说出被提的人的那个范围。
It also tells us the boundary of those who are in rapture.
哪一些人可以被提呢？
Who can be raptured?
在耶稣里的人。
Those who are in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一个点的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you see this point.
在范围上面，你已经掌握到一个非常明确的。了解。
Then in the boundary, you can already grab hold on to a very clear understanding.
那已经在耶稣里的人就怎么样？
And so those who are already in Christ, in Jesus, then what? They are asleep.
那这就他们死了。
It means they died.
他们睡了。
They are asleep.
但是呢？
But
神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
God will also bring them with him.
主耶稣什么时候来呢？
When will the Lord Jesus come?
主再来的时候就来了。
When when he returns.
当主再来的时候，当主再回来的时候。
And so when the Lord returns.
那些在耶稣里的人。
Those who are in Jesus.
神是让他们与耶稣一同来。
God will allow for them to come with Jesus.
那弟兄姊妹，这个话是很清楚的。
Brothers and sisters, these words are very clear.
他没有说。
He did not say
主耶稣只是带一部分人来
that the Lord Jesus will only bring a part of the people here.
没有
No.
他是凡是在耶稣里睡了的人
But all who are asleep in Jesus.
神就必定将他们与耶稣一同再来
God will bring them together with Jesus.
那这一个话
So these words
哥林多前书十五章就给我们一个非常明确的
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 gives us a very clear confirmation.
那我们翻到哥林多前书十五章去。
Now if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
那边怎么说到这一方面的事情？
What is the recording there?
我们看哥林多前书十五章的 22节。
Now we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按照自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这里的话非常清楚。
Brothers and sisters, if you see these words here, very clear.
在亚当里，众人都死了。
In Adam, all have died.
在基督里，众人都活了。
Even so, in Christ, shall all be made alive.
但是个人是按照自己的次序复活。
But every man in his own order.
那个次序是什么呢？
And so, what is that order?
那个次序在这里，你看到。
And so here you can see that order.
初熟的果子是基督。
Christ the first fruit.
以后在他来的时候。
Afterwards at his coming.
是那些属基督的。
They that are of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you can see clearly.
头一个果子是基督。
The first fruit is Christ.
在他来的时候是属基督的。
And at his coming, those who are of him.
当然。复活的事情没有停在这里。
Of course, the matter of rapture does not end here.
比上还有。
It still has more.
但是我是特别提到与我们信主的人有关的，到这里就很清楚了。
But I only mention here because it has to do with us who believe in the Lord. It's enough here.
那现在也许弟兄姊妹马上你产生一个难处了。
And so brothers and sisters may have this difficulty right away.
这里是说属基督啊。
It says here of Christ.
这里不是说属耶稣啊。
Here it does not say of Jesus.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就是因为他是说属基督的。
It is because it mentions of Christ.
我们才有把更有把握。
Then even more so, we have more assurance.
如果说属耶稣的，我们已经很有把握。
Even when it says of Jesus, we are assured.
但是说是属基督的，更有把握。
But when it says of Christ, even more so, we should have confidence.
因为从上文弟兄姊妹你已经看到了。
Because from the text before, you can see.
只有两个属。
There's only, you belong only to two things.
你要是属亚当，要么就是属基督。
Either you're in Adam or in Christ.
你不属亚当就是属基督。
If you're not in Adam, then you're in Christ.
你是属基督就不是属亚当。
If you're in Christ, you're not in Adam.
并且你属基督是基督承认你，不是你承认基督。
And if you're in Christ, it is Christ who acknowledges you, not you acknowledging Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的话语从来都是那么清楚的。
God's words are always so clear.
那因此我们看到在这里就印证了帖前四章里面所说的。
And so here it confirms what is spoken in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 那已经在
耶稣里睡了的人。
Those who are asleep in Jesus.
不管你属灵的光景怎样。
No matter what your spiritual condition is.
问题是你是不是在耶稣里。
The issue is whether you're in Jesus.
你要是在耶稣里。
If you're in Jesus.
当主来的时候。
At the Lord's coming.
神一定把他们和主耶稣一同带来。
God will bring them with him at his coming.
那这个是给我们看到那个范围的问题。
And so that shows us the boundary.
也就是被提的资格的问题。
It also gives us qualification to be raptured.
这里就像神爱世人，甚至将他独生子教育在信他的，不知灭亡反得永生那么清楚的。
And so this is just as clear as what it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
常常讲。
Whoso believes in him will not perish but eternal life. We often say those who believe in him.
加上熟读圣经。
That we have to add on, you have to read the scriptures clearly.
加上不停止聚会。
And then you have to continue to meet.
加上时刻祷告。
That you always have to pray.
这样。
Then.
就不知灭亡。
You will not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
如果我们这样来说明那一段的经文，我们都知道。不
Now we want to add on all those things to John 3:16, it is well. All those who believe in him are all those who believe in him. There's not other things added on. And so here as well, you can also see, as long as you sleep in Christ, in Jesus, then at his coming, God will also bring them with him. It is very clear. There are no other conditions added on to the one that exists, which is in Jesus. That's the first thing we have to grab hold of. The second thing, it is the matter of time. And so, when does this take place?
接下去他就说了,
and so, if we read on, it says,
15节,
verse 15,
我们现在照主的话, 告诉你们一件事,
for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord,
我们这活早还存留到主降临的人, 断不能在那已经睡了的人之先,
that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
这里给我们,
here it shows us two things.
第一件是时间,
first is the time.
第二件是,
secondly, it also shows us those who have not yet died.
那我们先注意那个时间,
so let us first pay attention to the time.
这里提,
here it mentions,
我照主的话告诉你们一件事情, 我们就活着还存留到 主降临的人,
for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord.
我们很容易就领会，就是说到主降临，就是主再来。
And here, very easily, we would mistake in the coming of the Lord as the Lord's return.
那如果我们从文字上面，我们就知道了，这些事情是什么时候发生呢？
And so, from the letter of the word, we know when will these take place.
是在主再来的时候发生。
It takes place at the coming of the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
这样就不够掌握主再来的全貌。
Then, we cannot completely grab hold of the complete facet of the Lord's return.
因为我们从圣经的记载的里头,
because from the recording of the scriptures, we know when it mentions about the Lord's return, it is not just an instant, but it is a period of time. If it's just in an instant, there is no debate. But when you mention about the Lord's return, it is a period of time. If it is a period of time, and so when you talk about a period of time, when these series of events take place, is it at the beginning of the Lord's return, in the middle of the Lord's return, or at the end of the Lord's return?
那弟兄姊妹你晓得说到主再来如果说到一段的时间的话,
and so, brothers and sisters, when you know about the return of the Lord, it tells us in Revelation the complete period of time,
特别是启示录第六章开始一直到末了,
especially from Revelation chapter 6 on till the end.
这一大段里面的事情都是在乎主再来的,
that great those passages tells us about this period of the Lord's return.
当然,
of course,
如果我们说到很具体的,
if we're saying very practically,
那主再来起码有七年的功夫,
the Lord's return has at least 7 years.
那也就是但以理书所说的最末后的那七年,
and so that's also given a reference in the book of Daniel, the last 7 years. And so this 7 years is called the period of the tribulation. We may mention when we study Revelation. Also, this 7 years is separated in two periods. seventh period, the first half is the beginning of the tribulation.
后三年半称为大灾难.
And the second half of this period is called the Great Tribulation.
所以主再来有那么长的一段的时间.
And so the Lord return has this such a long period of time.
那究竟这些复活被提的事情是发生在主再来的哪一个
And so then this matter of rapture practically in this period of the Lord's return, when does this happen? We thank the Lord. It also tells us very clearly here. Here it shows us the condition of the Lord's return. When we see the Lord's the series of events of the Lord's return, we see that the Lord is in the air. And the Lord remains in the air for quite a period of time.
多长呢?
How long?
7年.
7 years.
然后就其他一些经文也提到主降临到地上.
And so in other scriptural references, it mentions the Lord's descent on earth.
说到主降临到地上，仍然是在主再来的范围里.
And so in the descent of the Lord on from the air to the earth, it is still in the period of the Lord's return.
提到主降临在地上的时候,
but when you mention that he descends on earth,
那是七年的末了,
that is at the end of the 7 years.
说弟兄们你看到了,
and so brothers and sisters, you can see,
是笼统地说主再来,
and so when we say, generally, the Lord's return, you cannot solve this issue of rapture.
而我们必须非常具体地掌握究竟主再来的什么时候,
and so we must substantially grasp on to the fact then, in the period of the Lord's return, when does rapture take place? We thank the Lord.
你读哥林,帖撒罗尼迦前书,
when you read 1 Thessalonians,
你看到主说出那个时间,
here the Lord shows us the time.
他说,我们借火早还存留到主降临的人,
that which we which are alive and remain until the descent of the Lord. Because before the Lord comes, many Christians have died. But when the Lord comes, there are still many Christians that may still be living. And so now when the Lord returns, the group of people that are still living. And so when it speaks of that group of people, it speaks of this matter of time.
我们留意,我们中文圣经翻出来,也是,如果我们知道它的那个意思,我们也是很清楚的。
And so, in the Chinese translation, if we know the meaning, it is translated that way.
我们这活着还存留到他降临,存留到主降临的人,
we which are alive and remain unto the descent of the Lord.
那我们就要引用希腊文,
then we have to use the meaning of the Greek to express this.
这里说到主降临, here
when it mentions about the descent of the Lord,
如果在希腊文的圣经里边, 他所用的那个字, 乃是指着我们的主亲身来到,
and so in the Greek translation of this coming of the Lord, the descent of the Lord, it means that he is personally, his presence will descend.
来到哪里呢?
To where?
我们先跳到17节,
now if we first jump to verse 17,
来到云里,
it is in the clouds,
来到空中,
in the air.
那就这么你留意的,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
时间地点, 帖撒罗尼迦前书都给了我们,
time and place is all given to us in 1 Thessalonians.
时间就是主降临,
The time is the Lord's descent.
地点就是在空中，在云里。
The point, the place is in the air, in the clouds.
那因此我们把主降临和在空中和云里并到一起的时候。
And so, when we put this all together, the Lord's descent in the air, in the clouds,
我们就知道这个主降临这几个字在原希腊文的圣经里边是指着什么事。
Then we know then what this word means, coming of the Lord, his descension in the Greek, what it means.
是说到主亲身来到空中的那一个时间。
It speaks personally, the Lord's presence of his coming in the air, that time when he's coming in the air in the clouds.
是他亲自来的。
He personally comes.
是在希腊文里边他就用这样的一个字。
And so that word is used in the Greek.
和另外一个说到主显现那一个字是非常明显的有比较的。
And so you can see that very evident in the comparison with the presence of the Lord.
这一个字如果我们用它原文的意思话来念出来，这就是叫做 parousia。
And so if we use the original Greek, it is parousia.
那个 parousia 就是来到空中那一个时刻。
And so that word parousia means that he is in the air.
然后说到主再来的时候，他显现。
And so when we say that the Lord returns and he appears,
就是他到地上来了。
And so when he appears, then that means he is on earth.
在福音书里边和在其他的书信的里头说到这件事的时候。
And so in the Gospels, in other epistles, when it mentions about that event of his appearance,
在希腊文的圣经里边就是用另外一个字来说了。
In the Greek, it is used another word.
那个字我们中文圣经就把它翻作显现。
And that word in the Chinese translation is appearance.
跟这个 parousia 呢也是同样的来到这样的意思。
And so, it has the same meaning as this word parousia here, that he is coming, he is coming.
但是这里所说的来到是指着在空中。
But this coming here mentions in the air.
另外的一个说到在地上的来到的是用说到显现。
And the other word that is used of the Lord's coming is appearance.
那我们晓得这样的一个区别的时候。
And so when we know this difference,
我们在这里看关乎被提的这一个。
So here when we look at this matter of rapture,
那就说出了。
So it tells us that
这个被提是在什么时候发生的呢？
When does this rapture take place?
是主来到空中的时候发生。
It is when the Lord is in the air.
而不是主来到地上的时候发生。
It is not when the Lord is on earth.
如果主来到地上的时候就不可能有被提的事。
Because if the Lord is on the earth, we don't need to be
caught up. 平面里了。
We're all on the same plane.
只有我们的主在空中。
But only when he's in the air.
那我们才有被提到那里。
Then we will be caught up to there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这个是给我们看到。地点的问题。
And so here it shows us about the matter of place.
那因此我们留意。
Therefore we need to take note.
时间范围我们看到了。
We know the boundary.
时间我们也看到了。
We also saw the time.
关乎时间的这个问题。
And with this matter of time.
有一些属于就是不同主张的一些辩论我不放在这里。
And so I won't place those different theories in this passage here.
我现在和弟兄姊妹交通是只是从经文里边先要找出那个与被提有关的事物的那些原则。
But what I'm first doing is seeking out with brothers and sisters those principles that have to do with rapture.
然后我们才用一点时间来看比较突出的一些争论。
And then we will spend just some time in sharing upon the more outstanding different theories.
那就是不是今天晚上的事。
But that is not tonight.
那现在我们解决了时间、地点、范围。
And so now we're clear on the time, on the boundary,
和地点
and the place.
那现在我们要注意了。
Now this is what we need to pay attention to.
范围。我们知道是在耶稣里的人。
We know the boundary is those who are in Jesus.
但是在耶稣里的人 有些死了，有些还没死。
But those who are in Jesus, some have died, some have yet to die.
那这里边如果不再澄清一下的话
，And so we don't clarify here.
还是会留下很多的争论，所以就不能成为原则了。
Then there is still much debate, and it cannot become a principle.
如果我们要把这一个掌握过来，作为一个原则。
If we want to grasp this as a principle,
那我们必须还要更清楚的来看主的话怎么说。
Then we have to even more clearly to see what the word of the Lord says.
那所以我们就留意到。
Then we have to take note.
我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
那然后我们再跳到16节。
And then verse 16.
这当中那里。
In the middle.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
那弟兄姊妹，我们现在就要注意到这个了。
Then brothers and sisters, we have to take note of this.
在耶稣里的人。
Those in Jesus.
在救恩里的人。
Those who are in salvation.
有些先死了。
Some have died first.
有些主来的时候还没死。
Some are not yet, are still alive when the Lord returns.
那他们是怎么样的经历呢?
And so, what is their experience?
主的话在这里就给我们看到。
The Lord's words here show us.
在基督里的人。
Those who are in Christ.
或者在耶稣里的人。
Or in Jesus.
他们去经历这个被提。
When they experience this rapture.
不是经历复活。
It is not resurrection.
因为经历复活只有死了的人才有这个经历。
Because only those who die can experience resurrection.
活着等到主来的人。就没有经历复活的事。
And so those who are living when the Lord returns would not experience resurrection.
他们只能享用那个复活的大能，但是却没有复活的经历。
And so they can enjoy the power of resurrection, but don't have that experience.
因为他们还是活着。
Because they're still living.
他们并没有死去。
They did not die.
他们不知道死是什么一回事。
They don't know this matter of death.
你要他们去经历复活，他们没有办法了。
They have no way to experience resurrection.
你不能叫他们，你现在马上死掉，我马上叫你活过来。
You cannot.
这个是不是主不做这样的事情。
The Lord does not do such thing to tell them first. You die first immediately, then I'll cause you to be resurrected.
主是给我们看见。
The Lord shows us.
复活的大能显出来的时候，这些人身体改变。
Under the power of resurrection, we can see then those individuals, their body is transformed.
那这是在哥林多前书十五章里边提的。
That is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那我们现在就能掌握到这个事。
And so now we can grab hold of that.
来到空中那一刹那。
At the moment the Lord is in the air.
首先就是死了的基督徒复活。
First, it is the Christians who are dead in Christ shall rise first.
死了的基督徒复活了以后，接上去马上就是活着存留的人的基督徒身体改变。
Then immediately which are alive and remain shall be their bodies shall be transformed and caught up together with them in the clouds.
然后就一同被提到云里。
And then to be caught up in the clouds.
我想。为了弟兄姊妹能掌握得更清楚一点，我们还是翻到哥林多前书十五章那去。
For brothers and sisters to be more clear, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第五十一节。
Verse 51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时眨眼之间，好童末次吹响的时候，因好童要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
Verse 51, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
那丢这里看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
先是死人复活。
First, it is the dead shall rise.
后是活着的身体改变。
And then, those who are living will have their bodies transformed.
但是这个范围是在基督徒的范围里。
And of course, this boundary is amongst the Christians.
不信的人在这个不在这个范围里。
Those who do not believe are not in this boundary.
所以在主来的时候复活，他们没有份。
And so when the Lord returns, they have no part in the resurrection.
只有基督徒是在其中。
Only the Christians.
但在基督当中。
But amongst the Christians.
有这样的一个次序。
There is such an order.
虽然在时间上面只不过是眨眼之间。
Though in the time it is in the twinkling of an eye.
但是那个经历却是先是复活。
But the experience is first resurrection.
后是改变。
And then transformation.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是被提的一个很重要的原则。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very important principle of rapture.
如果我们能掌握到这些原则，很多那个不同的主张那个争辩，你就觉得没有什么好争辩。
If we can take hold of those principles, then with many theories, you know there's no debate about it. Then.
因为你跟那些原则一比较，你马上就知道。
Because when you compare it with those different theories, you immediately will know.
这个主张有漏洞。
There's something wrong with this theory.
你跟这些主张这些原则一比较。
And so when you use the principles to compare to the theories,
你就知道这一个主张。
Then you know such a theory is according to the Bible.
因此所以我特别今天晚上用整个的聚会的时间和弟兄姊妹看了几个原则的问题，原因就是在这。
And so that is the reason why I want to use the entire meeting tonight to see those principles with brothers and sisters.
但被提的事情发生以前。
Before the matter of rapture.
先是复活，后是改变。
First it is resurrection and then transformation.
这一个次序不能变。
You cannot change that order.
因为主的话说得很清楚。
Because the word of the Lord is very clear.
断不能在睡了之人之先。
Shall not prevent them which are asleep.
死了的人必先复活。
But the dead in Christ shall rise first.
那这个次序很重要。
And so that order is very important.
所以主的话在这里是重复两次来提到这一点。
And so the Lord's words are repeated twice here upon this point.
那这个是第二个原则。
And so that is the second principle.
第一个原则是
the first being
死了的先复活
the dead shall rise first
第二个原则就是
the second principle being
活着存留的人身体改变
then those who are living and remain their bodies shall be transformed
那然后我们就要看第三个原则
and so now the third principle
第三个原则是什么呢
what is the third principle
那你留意到这里
Pay attention here.
他说在睡了的人必先复活。
That it is first who are asleep shall be risen.
我们还活着存留的人。
Then we which are alive and remain, our body shall be transformed.
就和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
弟兄姊妹，你要注意的是，一同被提。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Caught up together.
这个一同被提是指着怎么一同呢
？And so, what does this mean together?
指着上文所说的两部分。
And so, it is the previous two parts previously.
一个部分是在基督里睡了的人。
One are those who are dead in Christ.
一个部分是活着还存留的人
and the other part we which are alive and remain
是这两个部分在转眼之间
it is these two groups in the blink of an eye
都在复活的大能里边经历了复活的能力
under the power of resurrection have experienced the power of resurrection
然后就一同被提
then caught up together
那这个是第三个原则。
That is the third principle.
不是先一部分被提，然后一部分被提。
It is not first a group is raptured, then another group.
没有复活的也在那里等。
No, those who are resurrected has to wait. Those whose bodies are transformed has to wait. And so those who are risen have to wait for the bodies to be transformed.
身体改变的是等复活的那一批那个复活的经历完成。
And so those whose bodies are transformed are wait for those for the process of resurrection to be complete. Even though it is all in the twinkling of an eye.
但是, 这个先后的次序很重要。
But that order is very important.
先是死人复活。
First, the dead shall rise.
后是活着的身体改变。
And then those who are living and remain, their bodies will be changed.
然后就一同被提。
And then caught up together.
那这个一同被提。
And so caught up together.
就说出被提的事情。 对神儿女们来说是没有先与后。
Speaks on the matter of rapture for the children of God, there is no first or last.
因为只有一次被提。
Because there's only one rapture.
对神儿女们来说,
to the children of God,
只有一次被提。
There is only one rapture.
是一同被提。
It is caught up together.
没有多次的被提。
There are not many raptures.
这个是第三个原则。
That is the third principle.
第四个原则。
The fourth principle.
那被提以后就怎样呢?
After your rapture, then what?
那个结果是如何呢?
What is the result?
我们就看到17节的末了。
Then we see at the end of verse 17.
这样,
and so,
我们就要和主永远同在。
Shall we forever be with the Lord?
被提的事情一发生以后,
the matter of rapture after it happens,
属神的人就永远与主同在。
Those who belong to God will always be with the Lord.
那说弟兄姊妹你看到,
so brothers and sisters, you see,
被提是一同的,
it is together in rapture.
被提了以后就与主不再分离了。
After the rapture, you will never be separated with the Lord.
这四个原则给我们看到一个什么事情?
And so what does these four principles show us?
被提是基督的身体的事。
The matter of rapture has to do with the body of Christ.
不是个别人的事。
It is not by individuals.
是关乎基督的身体整个的事。
Has to do with the complete unit of the body of Christ.
而我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为他把我们放在
It is because He has placed us in such a glorious hope.
他拯救我们的时候,
when He saved us,
他把我们放在基督的身体里,
He placed us in the body of Christ.
等到将来主来的时候,
and when the Lord returns,
我们去见主的时候,
when we see the Lord,
我们不是个别的人在那里见主,
we do not see Him individually.
我们是整个身体在那里见主,
it is the complete body seeing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们都知道,
brothers and sisters, you know,
当我们见主的时候,
when we see the Lord,
是头与身体的连接,
it is the union
显明出来,
of the head and the body manifested.
又是新郎和新妇, 相遇,
it is also the meeting of the groom and the bride.
你从新妇这个角度来看, 那一定是整个的。
And so from the bride, you can understand it is complete.
你从身体上面去看, 更是整个的。
And from the body, even more so, it has to be complete.
所以当我们回来看到神的整个的那个安排的时候,
and so when we do see the arrangement of God,
我们才知道, 主的话在这里说的是那么的清楚。
Then we know then how clear the Lord's words are here.
一同被提,
it is caught up together.
永远与主同在,
to be with the Lord forever.
末后就说到一个事情,
and then it says,
被提这一件事,
this matter of rapture,
它必须是带来给我们有安慰,
what
有激励,
it brings us is comfort and encouragement.
如果被提的事情, 带来给我们的不是安慰，也不是，也没有激励的话。
If the words of rapture does not bring us comfort or encouragement,
那被提的事情, 就不是一件可喜乐的事。
Then this matter of rapture is not something we're joyful about.
我们觉得看到被提这一件事情对我们来说是非常可喜乐的事。
We know that this matter of rapture should be very joyful for us.
原因乃是说
The reason being,
这一件事情带来给我们的不仅是一些的激励。
The reason that this matter of rapture brings us is not only encouragement,
也是一个安慰。
But it is also a comfort.
比如说如果被提的事情发生
Brothers and sisters, if the matter of rapture happens,
不是全体一起在灾难前成完成的话
if it is not done completely for the whole body before the tribulation,
弟兄姊妹们，你看你能不能受安慰
then brothers and sisters, you think, would you be comforted or not?
你很难受安慰
It is hard for you to be comforted.
因为你不知道你究竟有没有资格主先被提。
First, you don't know, you question if you're qualified to be raptured first.
所以你没有办法受安慰。
Then you cannot be comforted.
你说，哎呀，我这样就可以叫我自己多得一点劝勉和鼓励，我好好的预备自己。
And so, no, you say, no, that encourages me to be more prepared.
当然有这个心思是很好。
Yes, it's good to have that thought.
但是这种心思不一定是叫你得安慰的。
But that thought may not give you comfort.
你很可能这种心思常常叫你提心吊胆。
Maybe such a thought would cause you to be afraid all the time.
我说这个话是有经历的。
Now I say those words with experience.
不过这个经历不是我自己的。
But it's not my personal experience.
不过却是我们的弟兄的。
But it is our brothers.
这个弟兄呢，在我们还在学校念书的时候，是同在一个宿舍里的。
Now, this brother was in the same dorm when we were in school together.
有一个主日
On one Lord's day,
弟兄们都出外了 到城里去了
When the brethren all went out into the city,
这个弟兄没有出去
This brother did not go out.
他留在学校
He remained in the school.
那是快放暑假以前
It was before the summertime.
说天气比较有点热在广州
And so, in Guangzhou, it was quite warm.
那么说他睡午觉
and so he was taking afternoon nap he was very dim
不晓得什么事情他就醒过来
and something woke him
那天不晓得校园里边好像真的是这据他说他是很特别很特别
and so according to his recollection is very very special very quiet
一点人的声音都没有
there's not a sound
他醒过来
and so he awoke
他就觉得为什么
He felt, how come it's so quiet?
弟兄们一个都不见。
There is no brothers around.
弟兄们都同住在一个房间了。
Because all the brothers live in the same room.
但是只剩下他一个人。
So only him.
他是相信得胜者被提的。
And so he held on to the theory the overcomers being raptured first.
那他马上就从床上跳起来。
And so he merely jumped out of the bed.
他跑到外面去要找弟兄。
He ran outside to look for a brother.
他跑到外面宿舍里边。
So when he was outside the dorm,
又没有遇见弟兄。
There's no brothers around.
又没有遇见同学。
No students around.
其实没有遇见同学，你就可以放心啦。
Then if you don't see students, you should be rest assured.
因为既然还有人，那些同学还在。
And so if the students are still there.
他们也没有苦恼。
Then they are not sorrow.
那显然是主还没有来。
And so apparently the Lord did not return yet.
弟兄姊妹，你必须记住。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
被提的事情一发生，地上就开始灾难了。
Now after the rapture, immediately on earth there is tribulation.
但是我们这个弟兄啊，他是很单纯，是很单纯。
At that time, our brother was very, very pure.
他就是认定了得胜者被提。
He was sure it was the overcomers being raptured first.
那所以他这个弟兄都不见了。
And so he did not see one brother.
他就慌起来了。
And so he became afraid.
那刚好他跑到宿舍大门口的时候。
And so as when he was at the door of the dorm.
一个弟兄回来了。
A brother came back.
那个弟兄曾经在我们中间聚会过了。
And so that brother once met with us.
现在在 Fremont 那一边。
And so now that brother is in Fremont.
这个弟兄就问他说。
And so this brother asked him.
是不是主来了？
Did the Lord return?
他他破胆了
and so he was really afraid
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
没有叫人得安慰
it does not give man comfort
不是叫人得安慰
it does not give man comfort
这不是被提的 那一个作用。
That is not the function of rapture.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主跟我们交通到被提的事情。
When the Lord shares this issue of rapture with us,
那是叫我们得着劝慰。
It is so that we can be encouraged and comforted.
有劝勉。
There is encouragement, there is comfort.
有激励。
There is a good cheer.
有体恤。
And there is comfort.
我们实在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这一段话的里头,
in these words,
给我们看到了,
we're able to see there
are
some principles about rapture.
那我们掌握了这几个原则,
and so,
来看被提的事,
when we take hold of this principle to view rapture,
从被提的主张, 你就有根据去分辨哪一个主张比较更靠近圣经所记载的。
And so, when you compare those principles with different theories of rapture, you can see for yourself which one is more closely related to the word of the Bible. We thank the Lord. I think for tonight, we just want to hold on to those principles.
但是我实在要求弟兄姊妹们在下一次回来聚会以前，你把这一段话反复多读几遍，看看。 这几个原则是能不能成为原则?
So, but I do ask brothers and sisters to repeatedly look at these passages again to see if those principles can, are able to be principles.
对我个人来说, 我就很明确地看到这几样实在是关乎被提的原则。
For me personally, I can clearly see indeed those are some principles that I can see regarding rapture. I think that we will end our sharing here tonight.